Within the City Walls. Introduction. In order to understand the Bayetha of today, we need to go back to the first settlers and see how from those settlements the city was forming until it became a medieval walled metropolis due to a privileged geographic defensive location. The first inhabitants settled at the well-known Hill of the Alcázar, currently the location of an archaeological site that shows a very lengthy sequence of occupation. It began in the Bronze Age and later evolved into the Iberian city of Beatia, or Bibatia, as the remains show, changing still later to the Roman Age, when Beatia was one of the most important Roman cities, until the arrival of the Muslims, who established the defensive wall limits. What once was the medieval wall was consolidated by adding towers and gates that gave way to the city pathways. The names have been preserved as time goes by, like the Gates of Toledo, the Gates of Úbeda, or the Gate of the Atacaya, this last one also called the Gate of Jaén, which is the place where we are standing. The remaining walls still standing date from the Muslim Age, although some parts were rebuilt in the 16th century. In 1476, Queen Elizabeth the Catholic ordered the tearing down of the walls, the towers, and gates. Her objective was the end of internal disputes between the aristocratic families of the Carvajales and Benavides. Each wanted control of the council and the mayor's office of the Alcázar. The neighborhoods on the outskirts would rise in a religious environment, among all in the Renaissance period, the most brilliant period of Bayetha history. According to Professor Policarpo Cruz, Bayetha acquires its monumental shape as one of the unique nuclei between Andalusia's mid-cities.